أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم تر إلى ربك كيف من الظل ولو شاء لجعله ساكنا ثم جعلنا الشمس عليه دليلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of mankind. And one of the objectives for creating insan is to recognize Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always in existence. And in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be truly recognized, Allah azza wa jal created insan, so that through the creation of insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's recognition is realized. Now after creating insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the dunya different sources of hidayah, different means through which insan can recognize Allah and can come to know of Allah and can get to familiarize himself or herself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest source is wahi, through revelation. Through revelation, that's one source of hidayah. But wahi and revelation does not reach every individual. There are many people who have not been introduced to the Quran, who do not know perhaps that there's a book that exists such as Quran, who have never heard of wahi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided another source, and that is in the form of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The messengers, they came, they lived amongst the people, and once they left, their lifestyle or their sunnah exists and remains. For us Muslims, the greatest source, or one of the greatest sources of hidayah, of living our lives according to a manner pleasing to Allah, is through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's another source that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with for, in order to recognize Allah and a source of hidayah. The third source, as we know, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also does not reach every individual. And not every person is exposed to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a third source, and a very, very effective source, is the creation of Allah. That everyone is exposed to. That everyone witnesses. That is something everyone experiences. The different creations of Allah. Every creation of Allah is a source of hidayah. Is a source of hidayah. Is a means through which one can be directed and guided to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the source of hidayah time and again. One is, it's a source of hidayah that people, if they really contemplate not too far into the creation, if they only look within their own selves, they will realize and understand that definitely there is a supreme creator and a maker who has fashioned the body and who has allowed the body to function in the way that it has, that it functions. So one is, it's a source of hidayah. Another is, it's a source of stimulating and enhancing the hidayah that Allah has blessed you with, increasing your iman and increasing your relationship with Allah. And that's what Allah draws our attention to in these ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this source of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made available for every human being. No human being can say that a source of hidayah, a way through which he or she can reach Allah, was not provided to that individual. The individual, at some point and at some stage in that individual's life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a feeling within the heart of that individual that definitely there is some supreme being that has brought this creation into existence. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Have you not turned your vision to your Rabb? How do you turn your vision to your Rabb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you not turned your vision? Turn your vision. Think. Ponder. Allah has created us with the ability to ponder, to think, with the power of intellect. So Allah says, have you not turned your vision to your Rabb? How do you turn your vision to your Rabb? Allah says, كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِّ. Allah draws our attention to one creation of His that we do not even think about, that we do not even consider. Allah says, look at how Allah has prolonged the shadow and the shade, the shadow. How Allah has stretched the shadow. Allah says, the shadow, if you look at the shadow, Allah has created shadow, Allah has created sunlight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you only ponder over shadow and sunlight, that is enough to draw you towards Allah. Look at how it works. Imagine if there was only sunlight and there was no shadow. There was nothing like shadow, there was nothing like shade, and there was only sunlight. Nothing would have existed. Imagine how difficult life would become, not only for human beings, but for every other creature of Allah. And imagine if there was only shade and there was no sunlight, how difficult life would become and how impossible it would have been for things to exist. So Allah says, turn your vision to your Rabb. كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِ. Look and ponder how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stretched the shadow. Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. If Allah wished, He could have made it stand still, meaning He could have left the shadow and covered the entire earth in shadow, and left the shadow, and not removed the shadow, and not removed the shade. If Allah wished, He could have done that. Or if Allah wished, He could have left sunlight, and not allowed us to experience darkness, not allowed us to experience the shadow and the shade. This is the creation of Allah. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. Allah said, and then we created the sun as an indicator. The sun is an indicator. The sun is an indicator that points out this great ni'mah of shadow. The sun itself, because think of the harsh sunlight. Sometimes the sunlight is so harsh that you are looking for shadow and you are looking for some shade. Just to find even a small spot of shadow or just some area of shade, especially if you have been walking or you have been working in the sunlight all day and you have been exposed to the sunlight, the moment you find some shadow and some shade, you sit in that shadow, you sit in that shade to take rest. So the sun is an indicator of what a great ni'mah and what a great bounty this shadow is, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with. ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then gradually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, gradually we pull and we draw the shadow towards us. Gradually we pull and we draw the shadow towards us, meaning slowly you find that shadow, after it has been prolonged, Allah speaks of the prolonging and the stretching out of the shadow and the shade. So many things are exposed to the shadow, and as the sunlight, the sun rises, and the more sun is exposed to earth, you find that the shadow is withdrawn, and slowly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shadow becomes shorter and shorter. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah says, ponder over the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the night for you, O insan, libasan. Libasan is a garment. It covers you up, it keeps you comfortable. What's the comparison? Or what's the reason why Allah has compared the night to clothing? Because clothing, you feel, without clothing you feel uncomfortable. You really feel uncomfortable. The moment you are unclothed, you cannot remain unclothed for too long. You feel uncomfortable until you cover yourself and until you have a garment over you. The same with the night. During the day, there's discomfort. During the day, there is stress. During the day, there is work. During the day, there are all these discomforts that we have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then brings the night over us. And that with it comes a sense of security. With the night comes a sense of peace. With the night comes a sense of calmness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has kept that power in the night, that it acts like a garment, it acts like a libas, like a clothing that covers the body. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. It is Allah who has made for you the night as a libas, a covering. وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا. And Allah has made sleep for you. Imagine if we could not experience sleep. And if we did not have sleep, ask those who suffer from insomnia, or those who suffer from restlessness at night, those who cannot sleep at night, ask them how difficult it is for them to spend the day, and how difficult it is for them to live an ordinary life. They do not look forward to the day because they had a bad night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what a great ni'mah sleep is, that Allah has made sleep for you a cause of rest. Subhatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has made it a source of rest for you. وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا. And what, during the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He made the day for you as a revival. Imagine if we had to sleep for 24 hours and there was nothing like day, there was nothing like daylight, there was nothing like sunlight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the day for you so that nushuran, during the day you wake up and you get up and you live life an ordinary human being. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.